Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What's up, humanoids? Welcome to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Wow. I got a story for you guys. Now, I'm going to start off by saying I love gear. When I say gear, I mean, it all depends on your job and everything or whatever. And the stuff that you need for protection or for, you know, for your job or whatever. I love gear. For instance, one reason why I like the military, such as the Marines, the Army, the Navy, is because of the gear. Well, the Marines and the Army, I don't too much like the Navy that much, but because of the gear. You know, one reason why I like James Bond movies is because of the gear. I used to be a big MacGyver fan. You guys remember that show, MacGyver? Yeah. Didn't have any gear. He created. So I was a big fan of that. But I'm a huge fan of motorcycle gear. That's one reason. Let me put it like this. One reason why one of my favorite sports was football, because of the gear. The helmet, the shoulder pads, the knee pads, the elbow pads, the thigh pads. Even had a butt pad. I was a big fan of the gear. Big fan of the gear. Now, I used to like watching like the Indy 500. Just before the race, you would see them getting dressed. I love gear. I'm a gearhead. So, with that being said, humanoids, I love motorcycle gear. And now that I have an e-bike, I love bicycle gear. I'm looking for an excuse to go and get me some pads and everything. Now, I'm only going about 12 to 15 miles per hour on my bike. That's as fast as it could go. Well, I take that back. I have gotten it up to 22 miles per hour, according to the Relive app. And the thing is, I was going downhill on that. Okay. I was going down on a slight incline and pedaling and had full throttle. I got it up to 22 miles per hour, according to that app. Now, with that being said, do I really need gear? Yeah, I need a helmet. Yeah, I need some gloves. That is about it. Well, I take that back. Since I had my crash, I may need some knee pads. But that's about it. Now, that is all the gear that I need. But I'm thinking, humanoids, since my latest incident on my Jetson Bolt Pro, I may need a chest guard, you know, a spine guard, a full face helmet. And you're saying, man, you act like you gonna be on the motor, you're in the motocross. Nah, bruh. I'ma tell y'all why I feel like I need that. Friday night. This past Friday night, I'm riding my bike, my Jetson Bolt Pro. Did you hear me, human noise? I'm riding my Jetson Boat Pro down a dark street. Wait a minute. Let me back it up a little bit. Now, we had had some rain earlier that afternoon, that evening. We had had some rain. And when it rains, the frogs, the toads come out. They be out croaking and chilling, enjoying their little lives. But let me tell you, humanoids, I went riding my bike down this lonely, dark street with no street lights. Did you hear me? No street lights down this lonely, dark street. Now, mind you, down this lonely, dark street, there is a house on my right-hand side. Now, this house is abandoned, boarded up. Can't nobody get in or out. So, I'm riding my bike down this lonely, dark street, and behind this boarded-up house is a whole bunch of trees and bushes. Mind you, it just finished raining maybe a few hours ago. Now, I'm riding my bike down this lonely, dark street with no street lights. The only light that's provided is by the Jetson Boat Pro and the flashlight I got strapped to the handlebars. So I'm riding. I know I said that once, twice, or maybe 12 times before. I'm riding down this lonely dark street on my Jetson Boat Pro with the light provided. And all of a sudden, wham, I get hit. Shall I say it again? Wham! I get hit. I'm going to tell you one more time. Wham! I get hit in the chest. Not by a stick. Not by a bullet. But I get hit by a what? Tree frog. I don't think y'all heard me. I got to say that again. I got hit by a tree frog. That's right. I got hit in the chest by a tree frog. And I got to wondering, got to thinking. No, let me back it up a little bit. Let me back it up a little bit. You're probably saying, how do you know it was a tree frog? I'm going to tell you how I do. It was a tree frog. Because after it hit me in the chest, I swiped down and the sucker landed on my thigh. As he was sitting there on my thigh, I took the flashlight and I shined it on my thigh. And what it was a tree frog. Yes, sirree, it was a tree frog. I kindly swiped him off my leg. Yes, I did. I kindly swiped him off my leg. And I said, dang, that hurt. It showed up dead, humanoids. That hurt. Oh, my gosh. My chest is hurting now. I'm touching the spot where he hit. Could you imagine the power, the force he used to leap? Did he think I was another tree? I mean, I'm wearing a bright yellow helmet. Did he think I was another tree? He hit me so hard. Have you guys ever been shot by a beanbag bullet? You know the kind that the police use? Let me tell y'all. Years ago, many, 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 many moons ago, humanoids, when we used to be wild and free, we used to have bean bags at school. Yeah, I forgot what we used them for. I think it was play cornhole or whatever that stupid game is or whatever. But we didn't, it wasn't as popular as it is now, you know, but we used to play the game. So we used to take the bean bags and throw them at each other. I remember with all my might, I threw a bean bag and hit my best friend in the back with a bean bag. And he, in retaliation, him and a couple other friends, they all bombarded me with bean bags. That hurt. Let me tell you, it hurt. Yeah. And then one day, I remember this guy brought a slingshot to school, and he took the bean bags and the slingshot. And he was hitting people at random with it, you know. So yeah. Anyway, it hurts. So humanoids. Hold on, I'm gonna come right back, humanoids. I got some more input on this story. Okay, all right. So hold on, humanoids. Be right back.
You're listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Okay, humanoids. I'm back. Now, humanoids, let me pick up where I left off. Now, I'm thinking, humanoids, that I need to get me some full bicycle gear. That's gonna protect my front and my back, my knees and my elbows and my hands. But let's not forget the HEAD, the head. That's right, the head. I need to get me a full face helmet. Now, humanoids, I know what you're saying. You're saying, bruh, you're only going 12 to 15 miles per hour. You don't need a full face helmet. But I got to thinking, what if that frog would have hit me in my handsome face? He could have broke my jaw. He could have swollen my eye. Humanoids, I'm asking you one more again. I take that back, humanoids. I ain't asking. I'm saying, I need to get me. Do you hear me, humanoids? I need to get me a full face helmet. But then again, humanoids, I thought about it, man. I ain't paying no $200 for no full face freaking helmet. Now, I got a motorcycle helmet. But that looks kind of weird. You know what I'm saying, humanoids? That look kind of weird. A motorcycle helmet on this little itty bitty bike. Yeah, it do look kind of weird. But I thought about it, man. I thought about it. Now, when I get a bigger bike, a more sportier looking bike, I will be getting a full face helmet. Yes, I will. And I will be getting pads and everything. Because the moped style full face, the moped style e-bikes that I'm looking at is the Super 73, the Onyx RCR. I am not looking at the Surron. I don't want a Surron. I'm also looking at the Grizzly Aerial Rider, and a couple of other ones that their names elude me right now, but they look like freaking motorcycles. They look like freaking mopeds, you know? But I have been checking out the helmets. I have been checking out the full face helmets. And I'm serious, man. What if that frog would... Think about it. Think about it now. Think about it. What if that frog would have missed? Because he hit me on my left. He hit me in my left. He hit me on the left side of my chest. What if I was going just a tad bit faster and he would have hit me in my face? I'm feeling the pain now, humanoids. I'm feeling the pain now. He didn't even hit me in my face. He hit me in my chest. Think about it. He, at the angle, he missed my face. Hit me dead in the left side of my chest. Oh my gosh, man. I'm touching it right now. It just hurt. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't understand, humanoids. Y'all don't understand, man. That's some pain for you. That's some pain for y'all. But, yeah. Yeah, I'm seriously thinking about... But I just don't... I love motorcycle gear. I love gear. I love gear, humanoids. I really do. That's another reason why I can't wait till I get my Riker. My K&M Riker. I'm either gonna get the 900 or the Sport. I was thinking about the 600, but from what I understand, I would come out better getting the 900 or the Sport. But yeah, I do know I have to get this is funny. I have to get my frog togs. Yeah, my rain gear. Yeah, I need to get my rain gear for my e-bike, which will come in handy when I get my bigger e-bike, which will come in handy when I get my Riker. So I do need to start looking at getting my rain gear, because again, humanoids, this poor, we had a storm the other night. I think it was Thursday night. It poured down for hours. Yeah, I mean, it poured down. And when I got off from work, I rode my bike home and it was still raining. You know, so that's another reason why I want to get a big... Here's the funny thing, humanoids. I don't have any brakes. I don't have any brakes whatsoever. Which reminds me, I need to go... Thank you, humanoids. I need to go check out the bicycle shop, the local bicycle shop, to see if they have any brake pads. If not, I'm going to have to order them offline. It's going to take a couple of days. And yeah, so yeah, let me get to that. Thank you for the reminder, humanoids. Thank you. Humanoids, are you looking for more content from me? Well, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/thecoffeeblackshow and you can find more content, pictures, written content, just more stuff. So head on over there and check it out. And if you'd like to help support the podcast, you can always leave a donation. You can leave a one-time donation or a monthly donation over there at buymeacoffee.com/thecoffeeblackshow. Check it out. Well, 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 humanoids. Look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my battery.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.